Welcome to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Podcast about bar talks and things people do not dare to talk about in public. Get ready for the dark humor, nonsense, explicity, and hot steamy topics. On today's episode, are females better cheaters, man, the hyenas, or the men? Here are your hosts, El Beaner Charlie and La Hyena Nelly Baby. Take it away.
¿Qué pasó, Holmes? ¿Cómo está toda la raza? I'm sorry, guys. I had to get into character because Nelly Baby
you
here.
You went Beaner on
I went Beaner on you, man. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Charlie and Nelly Baby Podcast. Good to have you here. My boy, Cocha, is back.
Oh, shit. My sinus is cleared up. What the fuck?
As you can see,
Nelly That's Baby. That's that Pineapple Express.
All right, guys, so we're already under the influence of alcohol, so we're going to have a great time today. Again, it's a bar talk, so we have to drink, of course. But again, my boy, Coche Castillo, came back. Coche, thank you very much for coming back again. Dude, the last episode was awesome.
Yes, it was, and thank you for having me. I thought it was in for one podcast, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the one that I remember. So thank you for having me. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Before I forget, because I will forget, tell us about your podcast, because the last time I told you, I remember 3 days later, I was like, oh, I forgot to do something while I was recording the fucking podcast. Holy shit, to pretty much promote yours. So come on,
hey,
man.
Hey, thank you out. So much for the time. But yeah, so if you like Spanish, if Spanish is your first language, I would say Chapin Show. Podcast and a lot of different creative videos, YouTube, all the social media, Chapin Show. Or if you like more of an English podcast and more of like pop culture, Marvel, DC, you know, superhero, Star Wars, anything sci-fi, you can listen to Side Geeks on Spotify or anywhere you listen to your podcast. We're there.
And also, before I start, I want to get this out of the way. I want to congratulate all our followers, our doctor followers who graduated this year.
Yep.
So one in particular, Dr. Fashal.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much for supporting us. Good luck. Good indoors. And I hope that everything you do goes great.
Yeah. He said he missed us. So don't forget. Keep in touch.
Good. Okay. Now she's, I can see it now. I can see it. Okay. Let's get into the topic. Okay. They brought this topic to me and they said, look, I know men are cheaters. We're not even going to question it. And I said, that's fine. We're not going to question it. But they actually said it there. They said, look.
Not Guatemalans, though.
No, not Guatemalans. No, of course not. No. No.
They walk outside and their pants are already off.
No. You know how they protest? They have sex on the streets. That's how they protest.
But that's not cheating.
That's not cheating.
That's for cheating. My country.
Wasn't she like a prostitute?
Who?
The one that was processing with the guy?
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't know. I think she has on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that counts. So, okay. I mean, money
so
for
she,
sex.
She was just promoting herself.
Oh, so she's a digital prostitute. Got it. Okay. So, so anyways, going back, they said to me, look, I know men are cheater and they're good. And I said, listen, no argument there. Okay, whatever. To each his own. But they said, well, that person said, women are better. That's what they said.
So.
Hold on. And I said, maybe. I was going to say, in your dreams.
Wait, women are better
at cheating.
At cheating. Oh, at cheating. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought women were better and they don't cheat. I get it now. So they're better at cheating. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's, it's going to be an interesting show. So to get the question out of the way, right? Would you guys agree that you guys are better at cheating?
No.
No. Okay. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They are. Absolutely.
We Why can do you
break
think
it down. I think the common one is they have the self-control to not tell anybody.
Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Where us as boys, you know, we got to go brag.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of guys that don't brag about it.
You don't have to. especially if you got a group of homies and, you know, like what you see, don't, what you see, you can't say.
Hey, man, I'm just saying.
But yet, I tap that, but you can't.
See, but you don't say that, though. You don't say that.
You don't need to say that.
But no, but that's what you're reading into it. See, you're reading into it. Nobody agreed or denied. We're just saying like, hey, listen, man, you know, whatever. It just happens to be there. I didn't touch it. I never said anything, right? So
it just fell out.
I didn't even say I was in the same room. I'm just saying. But I actually started thinking that you guys were not better than us at cheating. Well, men versus women, right? But then as I did the research, I actually agree that you guys are better than us.
Why?
That's the reason why we're here. We got to get into it. Ahead. Okay. So this is a survey. Infidelity statistics of 2023. This is recent, okay? Who cheats more, men or women? And it says that the Institute for Family Studies surveyed men and women from 2010 to 2016 who were either married or have been married before. According to the general social survey, men are more likely to cheat than women by 20%, right? So 20% men, 13% women reporting having sex with someone other than their partners while they're still married. And I get that, right? But they're married, depending on the age. And this is my first question to you guys. Okay. One of the things they said was frustration considers it's a big factor about cheating, right? Do you guys agree? The frustration? And what kind of frustration? Is that a justifiable excuse? A justifiable lie?
Look at last episode.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like pun. But what do you guys think? Frustration? Yes?
Yeah. So I don't think, just to put it out there, I don't think there's any justification for cheating. You know, like if you do it, there's no excuse. But with that said, I can see why people do it. And I think sexual frustration has to be up there.
Well, it didn't say sexual frustration. It just said frustration.
Wow.
But it's going to be one of those frustrations.
Of course. No, but I mean, if you're coming home and the dishes are not washed or the house is not clean, or anything else,
that's
right?
Just a damn
I'm just saying, it's a frustration, all right? That should give you an excuse to say, hey, man, listen, you know, my wife or my girlfriend or my significant other doesn't do this. I'm going to go and, you know, make protests in Guatemala on the street. I don't know. I mean,
you didn't do the bed. Yeah. No. I'm going to go pull my pants down somewhere else.
Let me tell you, if it's about a man, it doesn't matter what kind of sexual frustration, because you can be frustrated about the dishes, about the laundry or whatever. If she's sucking that dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she's doing that thing, you know, all the time, you're not going to go.
But sometimes they don't do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it goes back to the sexual frustration.
You didn't earn it. Okay, wait a minute. Since when is this a merit freaking contest? Like,
frustration.
You don't ask me to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to open up my legs and you can do your thing. No, I don't say that. If they do that, I'll be like, excuse me, I'm hungry. I'm going to get some food. That's what's going to happen. But you guys, they're like, oh, no, you know, oh, he didn't wash the dishes. He's not getting his dick sucked today.
I don't do that.
I never said you did, first of all. So if you put yourself out there, that's the whole thing you're doing. I'm just saying.
50-50 here, man. If I'm getting some, you getting some.
Okay. So.
Low clap.
Nelly baby like 69. All I'm saying is. Look.
You don't?
Depends on who it is. I mean, she has herpes shit. I'm lying.
El chicken. Yes.
Yeah, if it's my boyfriend, yeah. Okay, it says frustration in the marriage is one of the common triggers. The cheater may make several attempts to solve a problem to not reveal. Maybe they had second thoughts about getting married, or they were jealous over attention given to a new baby, and their partner had the skill set to communicate these feelings. So that sounds more like an excuse. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But then again, anything could be a good excuse.
Drop your pants.
I'm just saying. What do you think? I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
you didn't wash the dishes. I'm gonna go eat somebody else's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's an excuse. It's definitely, you know, but I could see how that could grow on somebody, right? Like, either way, like, you know, you're not getting yours.
Well,
regardless of what it is, you're not getting yours. I mean, one thing shouldn't have anything to do with the other, right?
Well, that is true. That is true. I mean, if you constantly are talking about it and they don't change it, I mean, it could get frustrated. I don't think it's more frustration. It's more of a loneliness and probably more of the lack of attention. Like, if you don't care about me or I'm being ignored, then what am I doing here? Maybe that's where they're going from. But again,
that
if you
want to,
but like you said, if they're not doing the bad or they're not doing you in the bad, then yeah, definitely.
Or you use my toothbrush and damn, get off my dad's toothbrush. I'm going to go cheat.
I don't know. She sounds like she's like projecting or bringing the memories from the
like that's on a more like a memory than
not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you went there. You went deep there.
This is my hairbrush, damn it. I can't brush my hair.
No, you said toothbrush. You said toothbrush.
But you know, like, no kidding though, like, there's couples that you get to that point where like everything bothers you and everything bothers you, and it's just all bottled up that like, man, I can't breathe because, you know,
because you frustrate me.
That's okay. I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Okay. The second reason why they said that people cheat, right? And this is interesting. Okay. We're going to, based on that, age. Now,
age.
At a young age, between the ages of 18 and 29, the women cheat more than men by 1%.
Are you sure?
It's right there. And the gender cheating gap is wider among older adults. The percentage reported in having sex with someone other than a spouse while married. All right. This is actually a statistic from someone who made this thing and says that by the age of 18 to 29, women cheat more by 1%.
That was probably
so
a
10
man.
And 11, 1%.
Right? It makes sense, cheat. Though.
It does make sense. Now, after that, between the ages of 30 to 39, the roles switch. My point, and I've been talking about this all day, and people who have seen the TikTok and the Facebook, they know. By the age of 80 plus, women cheat 6% and men
24%. Damn.
Dude, do you see yourself cheating at age of 80?
No.
I don't even see myself alive at the age of 80.
I don't see myself like wanting to talk to anybody.
That's what I'm saying. But
nonetheless, nobody knew. Like, man.
See, again, and I'm going back because now we're boys now. Now we're having a conversation with the boys, okay? With the boy. Look, like I gave the example, Al Pacino. Al Pacino's 83. He's married to a 29-year-old and he has a baby, right? Now, that's all good because she secured her future, right? It's Al Pacino. He's going to croak one day.
Well, I guess that makes a great point.
Hold on. But they're having a relationship. It's an agreement, right? They're married or whatever the heck that they're going through. It's just them two. I don't see Al Pacino going to get some other pulley tang outside of that at 83.
But that's what I'm saying. When you asked me the question, I was like, no, I wouldn't. Because I would assume that the other girl would be another 80-year-old. But if I'm 80 and you give me a fucking upgrade of 30-year-old, I mean, what's up?
You don't have to, like I told him, you don't have to do nothing but lay there. She'd be doing everything.
Right. So maybe that's what it is. Because a nice 80 wealthier, you're first, it was shocking. Now it's making sense.
See, I if he takes those freaking Viagra's like they're Tic Tacs, you know what I'm saying? He's going to die there. And then you're going to find out that Al Pacino freaking, it's like a whole Robin Williams thing, except for it's not suicide and not choking or asphyxiation. All I'm saying is when you die and they find out how you die, they're going to be like, oh, this bitch. You know what I mean? Like cheating on his 29-year-old wife. He just recently had a baby. He's 83. What the fuck is he doing?
Or
It
will be like, man, what a fucking legend.
look at Hugh Hefner. 90-something years old.
You know what?
And he kept on going.
That is true. But Hugh Hefner was part of the job. He had a reputation to keep. You know what I mean? I mean, he was.
Poor Hugh Hefner.
You know?
Hard work.
He's homie.
Salute. You know, but he is right though. I mean, this is Michael Corleone. I mean,
and he gave drugs.
Godfather,
supposedly.
He killed his brother.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying, you know. Right. So
It
says, the article says, with the age cheating has become more prevalent, right? Men in their 60s report having a higher rate of infidelity by 24%, with the still increasing until the ages of 70 to 79 by 26% and cheating on their partners. Again, I don't see myself living over 60, to be honest with you. Shit, I'm 42 and I'm already breaking down. How the hell am I going to get to 80? I don't know. But then once I get to 80, I'm going to be this old grumpy man. Like, get the fuck out of my house.
That's too late.
Exactly. So my point proven, right? So another thing that, again, it supports the idea that cheating, it's something that's called hypergamia. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that is what we colloquially call dating up. So It is a term used in social science for the fact or practice that the person dating or marrying a spouse on a higher caste, social status, or sexual capital for themselves. So pretty much the women look, and this is where we get into the topic, right? Now, this is the reason why you guys are better than us at cheating, because you guys look for the better candidate. And that's why the age from 18 to 29, it makes sense, because you guys are looking for that mate. And that's why you guys cheat. Yeah. That is my theory.
Of course. We don't want no fuggle babies.
I mean, you can get a good guy and his genes can be fucked up and you can get a fuggle baby.
Not all the time. Have you seen?
Of course, not all the time.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Have you seen their babies fucking hideous?
No, they're not.
I don't remember.
But is that you think it's true? They're looking for the better mate, so therefore...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that makes
just
sense.
Just like you guys want the arm candy.
Not true.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
No,
that
think, not true. But the question is... No, like we just... Whatever.
No,
Whoever gives us more attention.
And the data says...
But do you think is that they're looking for a better mate because of ancestry? Like it's programmed in their DNA? Or do you think it's because they're more intelligent and they think on the spot, yeah, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to...
No, I think it's programmed in their DNA. I think it's programmed. I think
it might be a little bit of both, too.
I think that it's the DNA because there was a research they did, and they said that 90% of women are married or actually only date or sleep with 10% of men in the world. Think about that shit. So out of 10 men, they keep 9 women to themselves just in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to the other 90% of the men? The theory is that because they're not strong enough or smart enough or funny enough, or they don't have a talent, you cannot provide anything to me. So therefore you're useless. You cannot better my status, either socially or economically, and you cannot continue my genes because you're weak. So they put them aside and they go with the other ones. So what does that mean? The 10%, that guy can have you and her and her and her, and they'll allow it to see who gets the better catch.
That's why they have that show with the Rose. What's it called?
The Bachelor?
Yeah.
That's a good example. Yeah. I mean, how many women are there?
Like 25.
Yeah. See,
it's that always, one over always there. Right there,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. I mean, it does bring a good point. What do you think?
25 yeah. women to one man.
Yeah. Like natural selection, literally.
Right?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that that's an interesting statistic, and it makes perfect sense. And I know people are going to come out and say, no, that's not whatever. But I mean, I just feel like women are very intelligent.
Extremely.
And I think men can be intelligent, but also dumb, right? Like we don't think, but they think things through. And I think that's why if they pull the trigger, they execute. And I'm surprised that, you know, you have that data. 'Cause like how many women came forward and said, I cheated. Because although how many did not say anything, right? Like, because they're keep, you know, taking it to the tomb.
And we're going
to
talk about that in a minute. But another thing, right, that I'm thinking about this is because now they're more able to cheat, right? And I mean with social media. Well, before I get into that, right? No, yeah, with social media right now, you get the what's called the micro cheating. Now that is a big factor when it comes to for women cheating. And some of the things that are considered micro cheating is you post a picture on social media, right? You show the booty, you show the tits, right? And you're like, duck face and everything like that. Boom, posted. How many men can I get the reaction of?
Well, men do that too.
Real men don't do that.
I've seen posts, men.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but it's definitely women. More women. And women. It's any flavor of woman.
Yeah.
But not any flavor of men can do it.
But men are still throwing themselves out there on the like that.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. But again, obviously there's everything in the spectrum. We're talking about the majority of
let's say, so if you have a super hot girl and a super hot guy, who's gonna get more likes? That's what he's asking.
Yeah.
The girl.
The girl, yeah. Right.
You know.
And we can see that on social media because there's again, right now with social media, one of the things is that if you are not cute enough or if you're not, you know, you don't look good enough, then you get bullied too by women.
Or even
right?
better, yeah, like women who are you gonna give more likes to, a dad bod or a mom bod, right? Like there's no competition.
See, and that's why I think it's easier for women to cheat, because now they have a selection and a choice. Where men, we have to go hunt it. We have to go and hunt it. You guys can just be like, oh, I like him.
Come this over is
here.
True.
Come over here.
I mean, it's always been like that almost too. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Mm. Come on. I want to hear you. I mean, you're the girl of the podcasts. You're the voice of experience when it comes to the girls.
I don't know. Sometimes my mentality is not girly enough for you.
Okay. But I mean, can you agree what you've seen in the community of the girls that you know?
I could say like some women do post. And then, of course, you got the people dropping the DMs and, you know, in the internet. But that's the thing. Men are reaching.
But if he was not there, will they reach?
I don't think so.
If the tree falls in the forest, no one's there to listen to it. Did it make a sound?
But they would reach in many other forms. I mean, like you go dancing, is the guy that's going to ask, and the girl saying no, okay, I'll go with you. Or, you know, like the barista, how many guys to hit on her, and no. But with you, I'll go. Like it's all over. See, I feel like,
and that's why I think that with you guys, it's a choice. Like, who is it more for my convenience? And if you can pick one today, you can pick one tomorrow. And another thing that plays a factor in this is that women in the last, let's say probably 30 years, they're more extrovert. They don't, again,
we're but talking, I feel like you don't agree. Tell us why. Yeah. Like, I feel
they're more out there. The women are more out there because, you know, you have your artists that are telling them, hey, if men do it, so can women. And so don't sexualize it. So if I want to show my cootie cat, let me show my cootie cat online. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's my way of expressing myself. That doesn't mean for you to reach out to me.
That is true. But how many do use it to reach out? How many want the attention so they can actually get to that point?
Some of them, due to social media, actually, like Kocha says, they want those likes, those hearts, that number, because I want to be the it person on social media.
Let me tell you how many. 11%. That's the number.
Yeah, because I think there's girls out there that, like, if they really just want to do that, they block any DMs. They don't allow any sharing or anything. It's like, you know, but you know the ones that if you're getting 100 dick pics a day and you don't turn off your DMs, then...
You are,
then you're just waiting for the one with money.
Yeah, you're waiting for that one. You know, you're waiting for that 83-year-old Al Pacino to give you that baby so you can get that money. Hey, there's nothing wrong with it. You got.
I wish in my young days, hell yeah, I would have had all of Al Pacino's babies. I could have been set for life.
But that's the thing. You could still do it. You know, you have a significant. But I'm just saying, like,
she can dump him. I mean, it's cheating after all. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, the topic is about cheating. You can literally do that. And
I mean, maybe if you talk with your partner and be like, hey, like, there's this old man, like, he's about to die. He's, you know, probably not even going to get it up. What's up? Let's make a deal.
I'm just here for the moral and emotional support until he dies. And then I keep all his money and then you can get a benefit. Yeah.
A maybe, unless, you know, the next good one.
No, you can even throw this into the deal. Like, hey, I'll even give you a card pass. Throw that card pass and this, and you can get some money, card pass, and what do you think?
Hall pass?
Yeah.
No, I know.
Like, if that's the case, that gave me a better person. And I still keep money.
You see how she literally just went into it? Of course, that's exactly.
Especially if the guy doesn't deserve it.
Okay, so another thing, and this is another reason why I said that, is because men can initiate the process, right, of, let's say, cheating. But if you guys don't accept it, it won't happen. Versus you guys, you can come in and be like, hey, you want to get in my pants? We're not going to say no. It's not going to be. Be like, okay. My mom used to say, pesa más un par de tetas que mil toros juntos, you know? It's like the teeth have more value than 1,000 freaking bulls. And that is true. You know, we're gonna go straight down. You know what I mean? Obviously, not us. We're just
not speaking
about it. Now, this is actually another quote from somebody who actually was a woman, decided to do a 2-year research, dressed like a man, and started hitting on women.
Oh, I heard about this.
Nora Vincent. Okay. She said when she was a man that she found that when she was a man, she found that women found her weak, and that's why they wouldn't want to.
She unalived herself, right?
Yeah, she unalived herself. Wow. Yeah, she went so dark into the abyss of being a man that she couldn't take it. She literally had to unalive herself. But the thing that actually got me interested in this is the fact that even women didn't want to be with her because he was not very masculine, right? And then when she said, look, man, I'm not a man, I'm a woman, they're like, oh, you know what? That's great because you communicate with me so much and we talk and we connected. I don't care if you're a woman, I'll bang you. And they did. Mm. So again, this is people that the women, right? That sometimes they just go for their convenience.
Yeah, but she was talking about like all the rejection, she felt alone, you know, like all that thing.
Yeah, but that's not the point right now. I forget that. But again, that's the reason why I think women actually are better cheaters than us. Because one, you have the opportunity. Two, you have the resources. Three, you have the game plan. Because again, we're not that bright at that point.
We're not that bright.
Well, tell me what you think.
Men, especially if you have had experience, you're going to, of course, you're not going to be a pro with the first one. But maybe you're going to have experience to the point where like, okay, I didn't do it that well with the first Sancha. Now I'm going to have, you know, 10 years down the line, maybe more better experience where I'm going to be able to hide all the crap I do. And I'm going to be a lot better at it because I messed up the first time.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, that could play on both roles. Am I wrong? And I even think that at that point, they're going to be better at us than us.
Yeah. And based on the data too, like I think the older the woman gets, is the least likely they'll cheat too, right?
Say it again.
The older they get is the least likely that they'll cheat.
That is true.
Because you probably, but if you have a piece of shit husband or whatever, I guess.
You know,
condoning it. I'm just saying.
By the age of 40, right, there's the data, it says that men 15% cheaters and the women are about 12-13. So the number flipped, right? So now here's the question. The men are cheating more. The women are cheating less because now they have that secure, you know, that Al Pacino baby. But why do men cheat?
Because they get tired of the woman.
It's a frustration.
The frustration. And then, of course, maybe they're not attracted to her sexually, like her physical form.
What do you think, man?
I said it earlier, sexual frustration, man. I think the majority of the time, if they're not giving you punani, you're going to go find it somewhere else.
Now, women actually do also play that whole fantasy role because, again, women are more emotional, right? Mm-hmm. They like the oh, I
we want to look good for you guys to continue, you know, we want to see that we arouse you, that we, you know,
well, not us, attracted. Right? Because again,
not you
in general,
guys.
Men, no, I mean in general, men, right?
Yeah.
And that's going back to the micro cheating. Another reason why they do that is because they want to cultivate a fantasy of emotional closeness with others. Think about that. Emotional closeness is the fantasy. How many people actually you do cheat with that they're actually close emotionally? But that's what you guys, I mean, based on the data, that's what you guys are looking for. Emotional closeness.
Emotional. We want you to hold us and touch us and tell us, hey, I want you. You look good. I want you. I want to be, you know, turn me on, bring, you know, invite me in.
We're still talking about the cheaters, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm just saying that. Like, maybe the woman wants that. Like, she wants the closeness that the other person's not giving them.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of like an illusion. And I don't know. I don't know if that's for sure. But I feel like that's kind of an illusion that women create.
Hence the fantasy.
I feel like if the husband were to touch you or were to, like, caress you or give you love, you'll be like, not right now. Like, leave me alone. Like, what? You know what? Like, so I'm putting that other hat on where I think you want that Prince Charming, but once you have it there, you don't see it. You know, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
And let's not forget that when you are married or you're going out with somebody and you live together, the responsibilities do come up. It becomes a factor, right? Because you got to do a bunch of other stuff and you kind of tend to forget about the romanticism side of, you know. So based on what you said.
But yes, but I do acknowledge that there's guys that act like that, that are cold and they think that the woman is a tool and a slave or what. I do see it. I see it on social media. I see it all the time. So I do acknowledge that that exists. But I also think that there's this other side where, especially as you grow older and you start trying to get close, that the woman is like, like, leave me alone.
I think maybe sometimes it's a little bit of both. Maybe the man's like, no, don't touch me. I'm not going to touch you unless you show me that you want me to touch you.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like something I would do. But they got to be like, oh, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Because I don't, no. Be like, let's get it on. Again,
I think I do, but it's like, but all the time, you can't do it all the time.
Not all the time. It's like,
when the moment comes, you know, like, you know, but you can't be lovey-dovey all the time. I don't think it's, it would lose its essence.
I think at that point, we also have to feel like we're macho. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you guys are with the 10%, right? Because you feel like there's the masculinity there, right?
You know those couples that are like super lovey-dovey in public and like you're with them or whatever, and they're like, oh, I love it, my love and whatever. I feel like those people don't even talk at home. Like,
oh, you went somewhere else with that.
It sounds like all the show.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be like, and they are freaking the bed when they get home.
I feel the opposite. I feel like, you know.
So they're like just putting up a show or a front in front of
I feel
of
like friends. That's what's happening, yeah. Like, because there's no way. I'm like, there's no way. But anyway.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe you got something there, because I always think that the people who are very, you know, grouchy, right? They totally have probably a good sex life. But then again, you know, they probably are freaks too. You know, they got the whole foursome, threesome, orgies. I don't know. Shit. I mean, hey.
The pineapples, the upside down pineapples.
Yeah. The
swingers.
It's swingers, you know. And again, going back to the micromanaging, seeking out repeated intimate interactions with people you find attractive. And the key here, and this is why I'm stressing this, you guys are finding them attractive.
But it's not only us, though. The men do it all the time, too. They find they're more cheaters because they find women that are attractive. You guys are, your wives are at home or something. Oh, you know, I'm not saying you guys, but I'm saying why the men are attracted to women who, you know, boobies, Pamela Anderson, boobs going all the way up to their neck.
Not Rudy Valencia, right?
No exactly.
That's not true. That's also an illusion.
That's an illusion, too.
It's if you're not giving your man that ass.
Yep.
Cheers. Doesn't matter. And if you could be the hottest thing or whatever, the you know, somebody else that's not attractive, like Rudy Valencia or whatever, like, you know, and he's gordita, you know, like, she's willing to, that dude's gonna go there.
Look,
it doesn't matter, it's boobs, whatever.
He's so right on that I'm even gonna say it in German. Prost. That means cheers. Awesome. My head to him, because that is true. That is true. You know, you could have the finest woman at home.
I mean, if she's hot, that's a bonus.
But if she's not, it's like, look, it's put it. Let's put it this way, all right? It's like having $1 million in the bank, frozen by the FBI. That's pretty much how it looks like. You know what I mean? You have the money, but what do you need it for? You can't use it. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Hey, it's not.
Wow, listen, that's a great analogy.
Listen, I'm not saying that we are not responsible. Again, once you hit the 60, 50, 40s, the numbers flip. We're not saying that. All we're saying is you guys are better because you have better circumstances. Look, you want to talk about equality? This is exactly what it is. You guys have more opportunities than we do because we have to go and look for it. You guys just can take it whenever you want.
I don't think so.
Listen,
I still don't think so.
All the data we've been proving, this is science. The people who know this have been studying this.
Because in my time, my generation, like the kids growing up at my time, they focused on looks only. And that's why they only hollered or talked to women who were, or girls that were attractive.
But see, and that's a good thing you brought that up, because that's another point I wanted to bring up, and that is feminism. Feminism opened that door where you can actually don't follow that and you can do whatever your thing, because feminism has played a big factor when it comes to this. What do you think?
I was just going to say, when you're younger, yes. And that's why the numbers say that younger men don't cheat as much, because yeah, as a young man, you might go only for the pretty ones. Only for, but as you start growing up, then you start thinking, yeah, like all these pretty bitches are never going to talk to me.
Yep.
I haven't gotten laid. I'm only 30, you know, and whatever. So this is not working. So I'm going to change my game. And then we open up the gates and then the flood comes in. And that's why as they get older, they cheat more. Because that, yeah, no, you know, you're not looking for that. You're not picky anymore.
And that, and you know what, actually, that itself, it's, there's a lot of videos right now, okay, about how young men, right, they actually go for that one and they give their soul and heart to that person. And then she goes, no, reject it. And then, you know, right now the videos go like, oh, go to the gym or shit like that. Like, you know, get buff because now you're heartbroken and don't do stupid shit. But that really does happen. You know, a man, when he loves and cares, and when they're young, you know, they come and they open up and then they get rejected and then they get, you know, they get thrown out to the side
over and over and over.
And then what happens?
Over and over.
You shield up. You shield up. And then you're like, you know what? If they're going to play like that, let me play like that. And then that's when you get all that, you know, the 24 and, you know what I mean?
Until, I mean, not me. I always got bitches.
No, of course not. Until the age of 80. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. So I think, all right, I think that, yes, you guys are good at it. But then because we're kind of dumb and we don't actually pay attention to the clues. I think that's a big important factor, because and going back to the whole feminism point, if we were actually like our parents or our grandparents, where we're actually helicopter husbands, we're like, what are you doing? Where are you going out? Who are you going with? Why are you talking to him? Blah, blah. This wouldn't happen. But we don't do that anymore. Why? Because now if that we do that, it's abuse. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
like, dude, can you check your wife's phone?
Yeah.
Like, she will give you permission?
Yeah.
Like, how many men do you think there will be like, hey, listen, let me check your phone? They'd be like, bitch.
Yeah, bro. That's a big thing.
Right?
That's a big thing, you know, and I see it all the time. I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm not going to lie, we used to have that issue, you know, and I see people having that issue, all the time. And it's even a meme, right? Like on social media, like, you know, I think I just posted a meme about that recently, but it's such a weird thing that, you know, I don't have to worry about that anymore, but
cause I don't have a phone.
If you are worried, if you have to sleep with next to your phone or like, you know, that has to mean something, right? Like that has to mean you're hiding something. I don't know. Maybe you're not cheating. So what do you think about that too? Right? Like not actually physically cheating, but maybe like talking to somebody.
Oh, you mean the emotional cheating where they're just talking to somebody but they're not actually doing a physical?
Yeah,
that's still cheating.
I mean,
that's
cheating. but maybe that's why, you know,
reaching,
I don't know,
you're talking to this person, man or woman.
Yeah
No, I mean, again, you guys are again known for having that emotional connection. Again, Nora Vincent literally proved that, and she was a woman. You know, she was a woman. She proved that you guys need that. You need the ear and the talking and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So if you're on your phone and you're talking to somebody, of course you're going to be cheating because you're going to be connected to this person. You're going to be disconnected to the one you have at home. We don't do that. Well, let me rephrase that. We need more of the physical connection. That's what I mean.
But you guys do that to get that
again
physical attention.
Yes. But that's what I mean when we say we have to hunt for it.
But you're hunting. You're on social media.
True. And again, we're saying that men cheat, but that makes you guys better. Like, we're literally giving you the win on this one. But you guys don't want to take.
You don't think women are better at cheating?
I think it's equal. Depending on your experience. You gotta.
Hell no. Men are always getting caught.
Yeah.
When do you see? I mean, you very rarely see women getting caught. I mean, it's more like dudes, like all the time.
And forget it. If they do get caught, right? And again, this is something that I want to talk about too. If you do get caught, do you really want to go and have that argument? Like, do you really want to, if you think about it, you sit down and you think about it, like, look, if I go and I confront her for this, I might lose my house. I might lose my kids. I'm going to lose half my check. I'm going to lose half this. I'm going to do that. So what do you do? What do you do? Like, and again, I'm not being sexist. All I'm saying is, in society, if the woman and the man go to court to get divorced, let's say 7 times out of 10, you're going to keep half of my shit.
10 out of 10.
Thank you. I didn't want to go to that number, but you're going to keep half of my shit. Now, as a man, do I really want that?
Ah, man, that's a good point.
Really want that? No, I don't want that. So what do? You shut the hell up and you swallow your pride, because that there's nothing else you can do. But you can get in the game and you can cheat.
And then you get caught. And then they'll still take half of your shit.
I'm just saying. Like, think about that. Like, what do you think?
I don't think there's a good or bad in either of them. So I think cheater is going to be a cheater, no matter female or male. It's still the same.
It is the same. But the question that was brought to us was, are women better? And I'm saying, yes, they are better because they have the higher ground. This is an Anakin, Obi-Wan Kenobi fight. At what planet was it?
Coruscant.
Yeah, where Obi-Wan says, I have the higher ground. And then you jump and then you get cut off to pieces. That's what men do. Like, think about it. We're like, no, I'm going to stop her from doing this. And then you fucking lose everything. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. That you guys are better and you guys have the higher ground. That's exactly what I'm trying to prove. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. Women are better. They keep secrets better. They're more intelligent. They watch all their steps. They pick their mate that they're going to do it with. I mean, all these things that I'm saying, like, we don't do. Like, we don't do.
Unless you confine, as a woman, you confine with your best friend, and then you get upset with your best friend, and she rats you out. That's where you guys fail.
True, but dudes could do the same thing, too.
Heck no, bro code.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
if your homie decides to say, hey, maybe I got the hots for your girl, I'm going to go for it. So I'm going to rat you out.
Well, that's a bro code.
No, but that's the thing. Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, there's a bro code, but there are some dudes that are not bros. And I feel like, yeah,
your ass then.
That's the thing, you know, like, and that's the mistake. Yeah. Anybody can go tell your wife, anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's, but what do? Is tell people I got laid or whatever. And no, women won't do that. Not even their best friend, not even their mom, nothing. They'll take it. Like, nobody will find out.
I guess for a serial cheater.
Well, what's a serial cheater?
Like, if you cheated, like, maybe there's people that haven't cheated, and maybe their spouse, the man, is cheating. You know, maybe he's the overprotective one, and, you know, you've never had nobody but him.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yes, definitely. There's anything in this world. But the topic is, again, you guys are better. And I say, you do. And again, I changed my mind, because before I did the research, I was like, no, man, there's no way they're better. And the way I was thinking is, because one, they wouldn't do that. Two, they're more emotional and they wouldn't go through, you know, all the heartbreakups. Because, you know, once you have an infidelity and you get attached to that person, and that person's like, no, I'm not going to do this anymore, one of them is going to get hurt. And sometimes, the majority of times, it's the woman, because they're like, ooh, you know what I mean? But now, again, with the whole feminism movement and all the social media and all the data, I mean, you're seeing it more. Women are more empowered, and they are agreeing to it, and they want to do it. And again, you brought it up yourself, the whole bachelor thing. They're literally looking for one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got to see on the other side. It's one man.
Yes.
And he's got 25 women.
What's the problem there?
So he's
is there a show where there's like women. 20 guys picking one woman?
Actually, yeah, there is. Yeah. Isn't it the female version of The Bachelorette? Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Bachelorette.
Okay, look.
And we're not saying that the guy... So I feel like you're thinking, I don't know, but I feel like you're thinking that we're saying that women cheat more. No, we're not saying that. We're saying that women are better at it than men. But men absolutely cheat more, and they're...
In that case, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Again, the data states...
But that's what they're better, because we're always getting caught too.
Yeah, again, the data states that if at the age of 50, you got the women at 15% and men at 25%. So definitely we cheat more. Men don't cheat more. But he did bring a good question. Is it because they get caught more?
Because women are better.
Or because women are better? Or is it because women don't cheat less? You don't cheat less. That's a very good point.
I think both, right?
Or he did say earlier, they just didn't disclose it
yeah.
to the server. You know what I mean? And this is talking about just people who are married. We're not talking about the people who have just a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to go try this, try that. You know, we're not talking about those couples. We're talking about the ones that are already verified married and they have a relationship and they've got something to lose. So, yeah, definitely. If somebody comes to me like, hey, listen, women are better. And that's okay. They can take the win. Take the W.
That's a win. Yeah. I wish I could. I mean, I wish other dudes were better.
On that note, can we avoid it? And how can we? Not the cheating. Or can we perfect our game on both sides? I guess this.
Write a contract.
I was thinking the cheating. Damn.
You know what I mean? Listen, we gotta throw this out.
It has to be a mutual contract between both cheaters, the man and the woman. Hey, you know, we do our thing. We put a contract.
All right, so let's go to the first one. Can we avoid it? Can Ivy avoid it?
Cheating?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
Keep the relationship spicy. Communicate. Fucking.
Okay, so how can a man avoid it in your perspective?
Be more emotional.
See, that's already a downfall because we're not wired like
that. Well, at least emotional to a point where fake it till you make it or get some.
But if we fake it, you guys are gonna find out right away because you know.
No, but then you gotta think of it this way. At least you're gonna die trying by getting some.
Look, all I'm saying is this: I don't like AI. I think it's gonna be the destruction of the world. It's gonna take a lot of jobs, and it's gonna take a lot from us. And trust me, it's gonna be chaotic in the next 10-15 years. But one thing I do thank to AI is the fact that I can type a fucking question there. So I'm like, what kind of romantic shit I can tell my wife, and that shit will give me a whole script, and I can send it to my wife, and that will be romantic and emotional. Do I mean it? No, it's a fucking computer. So, but it's going to work. So what do you think?
So technically, yeah. You're copywriting somebody else's words.
Not somebody's.
To be romantic to your wife.
Not somebody's. It's the World Wide Web. It's everybody's.
So it's not you.
I mean, you wouldn't know.
Well,
until
well
I said
one
that.
Can argue that you took the time to find an AI and type in that's or whatever. Right. That's pretty romantic.
So, honey, I don't love you. I fake it. I literally go.
But you wouldn't know that.
No, because if you didn't care, you just wouldn't do it. Right.
That is true. That is true. I took the time to pay for the freaking AI, which I despise, type the question, and then send it to you. There's no difference from that to, oh, I'm going to go buy some fucking flowers. Go to the goddamn store, get the flowers, and just give them to you. Give you a kiss, and then go watch TV.
Yeah. But rather than changing the behavior, though, like, I feel like, you know, it's a state of mind. You just got to be like, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to cheat on my wife, or I'm not going to cheat on my husband. It's not like fixing what are the holes within the marriage. If you're willing to not cheat, then you're going to figure it out. You're going to figure out happiness.
Is it worth it?
Well, I guess it depends on every relationship. But yeah, if you really love the person you're with, I think it's worth it. You know, if you somehow make it work.
Even if
or is
cheats.
It worth?
Huh? Even if she cheats.
Or at least to salvage that, you know.
No, if they cheat, that's a separate thing, right? I'm just saying, like, for one to start initiating the cheating act, right? But yeah, if the other person cheats, then what, you know, the one should.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this. As a man, right, you find out that your, you know, hypothetical wife mm-hmm. cheats, right? And you find out, and you decide, you know what, I'm going to make it work. You think it's worth it?
No, like I don't think so. I mean, everybody changes.
Yeah.
Everybody changes. Yeah. So people are sure granted a second chance. Yeah, you talked about the financial loss, right? You lose everything or whatever. But assuming that you don't, like I feel like just move on. Because if they did it once and you caught them, you're not going to catch them a second time.
Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to be dealing with that, especially if you think the person wasted your time and you're wasted his time.
All right. What can a woman do so they will not fall into that situation?
What, cheating?
Yeah.
avoid those DMs?
Or can you though?
Yeah.
I mean, not you in general, but you think the majority of people can actually ignore and avoid those DMs?
Yeah. Just delete.
You really think? I don't think that's doable. I don't think that actually can happen. I think that as a society, or you know, as people, we like the attention. And that is a strong sentiment that we cannot get rid of. Again, Dale Carnegie said, if you want to win somebody, give them your attention. And they will love to talk to about you for hours without you saying a word, and you can ask them a couple of questions and you can keep them there and they will feel appreciated. So that emotion alone, where you feel important and you feel that somebody's listening, it's a very strong one. So I don't think you can avoid that. What do you think?
No, yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like if you put yourself, it's just hard. But if you really tell yourself, like, I'm just not going to do it, you know?
You have to be Buddha at this point, man. Like, freaking enlightenment, like, the fuck, you know? Right. And you have to get to that reach of level where, like, shit, Buddha's like, oh, man, my boy right there. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody can reach that. I honestly don't. Unless you're crazy. Then it's a whole different story.
Yeah. Although I think in society now, like, the new generations or whatever are more like, oh, you cheated on me, I'm gonna cheat on you, and it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, right, like, now, it's that's more like whatever. Some weird relationships too, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that happened in the past, but like, or maybe because they put it on TikTok is that we find it more, but like swinging, or like dudes with like five wives or vice versa, you know, it's like, man, like, people are really trying hard to be happy out there.
You see, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we're leading to that direction where I think this probably wouldn't even matter at this point. Now, on that note, can we really keep up with the work? Like, okay, fine, we come up with the ideas, we come up with the plans, and we can do it for a month, 2 months, 3 months, but how long can you actually make this work? In both sides, obviously, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see time invested.
Yeah. What do you think? How long do you think somebody can last doing all of that? Because you have to stop a part of yourself and not be yourself for this to succeed.
It all depends on the relationship.
What do you think? How long do you think an average person could last?
I don't know, man. It's the average person, maybe 10 years, you think?
I think so, yeah.
But you know what? Let me expand on that a little bit, right?
Okay.
Like, and just to throw a theory out there.
Uh-huh.
But don't you think that, like, cheating is part of our DNA? And not cheating, but the male looking for multiple females. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of like in nature.
So.
Kind of like,
yeah,
in nature, right? And society kind of created, you know, religion, church, whatever, and created this marriage thing. So society invented this concept of us being monogamous to each other.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But maybe our DNA is telling us something different and we're just ignoring it because, you know, the Bible says so.
You know what? It's a good point, because in the book of Sapiens, that when they started studying,
it's blunt.
I know. Look,
I told you I was gonna bring it deep, bro.
He does have a point. He does have a point, and I do have an answer. In the book called Sapiens, A Brief History of Humanity, the first chapter talks about the creation of society, right? So there were different, obviously, the Neanderthals and all those guys, right? But eventually, as they evolved, right, they became they started separating, and there was a village where it was monogamous, just one woman, one man, and that's how they ran with it, right? But there were others that they actually had one woman for several men. And those men, mm-hmm, whatever they lacked, the other one had. So they actually, when they actually grew the child, this child had a lot of different benefits because...
traits.
Yeah, exactly, because every man who was with his mom actually taught him something new. So he created a better man, right? That's why the phrase came, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
And that is true because it's all about how you were programmed. And that is what, but that is what we're here now. And then eventually with religion, with, you know, Catholics, we're like, oh, listen, you only can, you cannot get married, or you can only have one spouse. And God said this. And, but dude, if you think about it too, right? Creation of humanity in the Bible, right? You got Adam and Eve, you get expelled from the paradise. And then who's left with Eve? Cain, Abel, and Adam, three men, you know, and they were banging and they populated the earth. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So yeah, he has a point.
Yeah, it's just is that concept is a social construct.
Exactly.
Right? Like we believe we're monogamous, but what if we're not? Like we've been, you know, what if we're not? I'm just, you know.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And to end, feminism. Feminism, it's another strong point that is guiding this conversation to be normalized. And we went, again, the last 30 years, this was a taboo. Nobody will find out that you were freaking cheating. And if your wife, if you found your wife cheating, there was a lot of occasions where they ended up unalive, right? Mm-hmm. Because of X, Y, and Z. But now you find your girlfriend or your wife cheating, and if you raise your voice, you like call the police.
You go, girl.
Yeah, the game raised by the woman, and then the guy raises his voice or whatever, gets called the police, he gets arrested for domestic violence.
She's queen.
I'm just saying, pointing it out there. You know what I mean? What do you guys think?
Well,
just to close.
If men do it, women can too. So again, equality.
Yeah. I mean, I think things are opening up. But yep. I think rather than like thinking, you know, oh, there's going to be more equality in cheating, I would rather encourage you to like not do it. And maybe, you know, we could just, you know, we can figure it out and strive for that rather than like the other.
All right. All right. Here's my closing thought, because I mean, I was waiting for this. All right. Look, I have a feeling this is going to get worse. And I think as it gets worse, people are going to get more used to the idea and used to the habit, and it's going to be normalized at this point, right? We're seeing the trend right now. I think that in my case, because I'm very paranoid, and I think like a chess player, I think if ever that ever happens to me, this is what I'm going to do, A, B, C, D. I will probably take my whole life and be like, if you know my wife cheats, I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to lose my money. I'm not going to lose this. I'm not going to lose that. I'm just going to let her do whatever she needs to do. And as long as she can pay the bills, I don't get fucked, to be honest with you, right? I don't know. Depends on the situation, right? If listen, I am not good looking. If you look at the video, I am not good looking.
Correct.
I don't have the charm. I don't have the verve to speak to a lady. Hell, I'm not even social to begin with. My natural state is, you stay over there, I'll stay over here, I'll keep my book. Oh, how are you? Fuck away from me. I'm not dealing with this shit. And that's pretty much what naturally I am. But if I ever go through that, I think my plan will be just ride it out and then die. That's just me.
Yeah. Good plan.
That's just, hey, listen, I'm going to die regardless. I'm not going to make it to 80.
You're going to ride out what?
My life.
Oh,
I'm a nihilist by nature.
I thought you were talking about
what if we started making contracts? If we work it out and try to be faithful to whatever till 80,
mm-hmm.
Right? Once we turn 80, it's free for all, man. Like you can cheat, I can cheat, whatever.
You're gonna be in the nursing home, you know. Not
well, whatever, man. That will still give you as motivation to stay healthy and, you know, active or whatever.
I would love to,
babe,
see.
I have a proposal.
Dude, I would love to have that conversation, and it's gonna go something like this. Hey babe, listen, I have an idea. Do you like The Notebook? Do you like the concept of The Notebook, where we love each other and we take care of each other and it's just you and me? Yeah. Well, let's do that contract. You know, I don't cheat on you, you don't cheat on me. We wait until you get dementia, and then I go see you at the nursing home every day. And if I see a honey by then, you know, I could probably hit it and quit it. You're not gonna remember. You're not going to remember. And I'll come back the next day, you know, and I'll read to you again our notebook. And then I'll hit that on probably another one, you know, there and there. And then you die. And then I follow. What do you think? That shit will be a funny story.
And
that's a whole plot for a movie.
Hell yeah.
I think it is. It's called The Notebook.
Except the woman would just not say anything and still execute the plan without the husband knowing.
That's true. That's true. but she's gonna get dementia. So that's how I'm gonna get her back.
But she's not gonna know who she.
You think she has dementia, bro?
Like, oh, I don't remember. You leave. Like, what's up? And he left.
Why'd you go to Little Marcus's on Mr. Marcus's room over there? I don't remember being in that bed. Yeah.
Right. But you've been going to dementia treatment for the last 20 years, but I know you were a cheater, fucker.
All right, guys. This has been fun. I hope you guys liked it. We'll come back for next week because we actually have it next week too. I already reserved the studio. So yeah, just, you know, hey, I recorded this. I reserved the studio. All right, guys. This has been another episode. It's been great. Thank you, Coach Castillo, again, for joining us. Again, you're more than welcome. Whenever you want to join us for the stupid nonsense, you're more than happy and more than welcome. You, anything to close?
Don't forget to like, follow, and share your episode.
That's right. All right, guys. Take care. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with your friends and colleagues. Now, I know we're not everybody's cup of tea, but somebody else might enjoy it. They can listen to this episode and many others on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Alexa, and iHeartRadio. You can follow us on our social media on Instagram and Charlie_Elmero or at NellyM82. And you can also follow us on TikTok at the Charlie and Nelly Baby Show. Thanks for listening.